This is The Bird Show.
So it was Wendy here that has a friend that's going to a family reunion, and you found out some facts that kind of surprised you.
Well, I did, yeah. It was last weekend. I was just casually talking to a friend. I was like, hey, what are you doing over the weekend? And she was like, well, going to a family reunion. I was like, well, that sounds pretty fun. Get to see the entire family again. She's like, yeah, it better be fun. I'm like, what do you mean it better be fun? Because she was traveling out of town. I was like, oh, the gas money maybe. She's in a different state. And she's like, no, I had to pay $75 to go to my family reunion.
$75?
And it's like sort of that, you know, when a dog like puts its head to the side and kind of like what? So I looked at her. I'm like, what do you mean you have to pay $75 to go to a family reunion? Because every time I go to a family reunion, it's usually everybody brings a side dish and you just sort of gather together at your local state park. You play in the like near the river with everybody and just sort of chat it up. So it's never really cost me anything to go to a family reunion.
If you want me to hang out with my family, you got to pay me $75.
It's like a door charge.
Yeah. So I didn't understand why she had to pay for this family reunion. So she was saying you've got to get a t-shirt, they're paying for catering, there's inflatables for the kids, and inflatables for the kids, you're just catching up with family. I didn't understand the whole extravagant family reunion and everything about it, because we literally went down to the river and skipped rocks.
Like, rocks are free.
Ho-fo.
Like, we didn't have any inflatables.
You guys want to have fun? Go down to the river to skip rocks.
Exactly. And when your side dish was out, your side dish was out. There's just no more food. It was just done. We didn't have catering or fancy chairs or tablecloths or fancy silverware. It was just like paper plates, and you just kind of went through like buffet style. But now apparently it's all fancy.
Yeah, producer Carl has a different take on this.
Yeah, baby.
This is producer Carl's at Mike Music right here. What you think, Carl?
Now, what I think, what you just described, Wendy, is a family picnic. Going down to the river and skipping rocks and everything. A family reunion, to me, in my eyes, I mean, we've paid $75, that's a lot. But normally, with us, it's normally like maybe 5 or 10 per head in each family. So my family, I would have to pay 5 per head, so 25. So I would send in $25 to whoever's coordinating the family reunion.
I don't see a problem with that. I mean, if they're picking up all the food and permits or whatever and all that, t-shirts, why wouldn't you pay?
It makes sense. And another thing is, because normally the person who's coordinating the family reunion is that person in wherever city that is going to be. Mm-hmm. So a couple years ago, me and Michelle, my wife, we coordinated our family reunion, and we were the ones. So I was sending out for people to send me money. And trying to get money from family is like pulling teeth. So it's a lot. It's a big burden on that person. So, pay
but
me.
But then if they don't pay the money and they show up, they're still going to expect food and drinks.
Now,
and
if they don't pay, they don't get a t-shirt.
Right.
Now, you don't want to look like a bootleg family man without a t-shirt.
So that's almost like a scarlet letter right there. If you don't pay, then everybody in the family knows because you don't have a
still
t-shirt.
Family. We still love you. You're still family.
Well, the way that we do it, because the reunion that we went to just a few weeks ago in Kentucky was my sister and brother and I were the ones in charge of this reunion, and it rotates around the family members. Mm-hmm. And the way we do it is we have a silent auction, and because this family is very crafty, so people make things, and then they go, and we have a silent auction. And the silent auction pays for next year's reunion. So it's it's in an account, and that way if you buy something there, and then there's pressure. So number one, you got to pay the cash as soon as you get your item, because I mean you're right there and you can't have it without paying. And then you're in front of the other family members, so you can't not go up and bid on something, because everybody knows the ones that didn't go up and bid on anything. Right. So and then we gather the money and we get the money right there, and then we already have the money for next year.
I like that idea. I'm taking that to my family.
Here's Maria. Good morning, Maria. You were on the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. I just want to make a comment. It's very, very common in our family. We have family reunions every 2 years, and usually it's between 100 and 125 per person.
Right. Wow.
And usually it's a lot cheaper for kids like under a certain age, but it is. But however, understand it includes so much. It's your entire weekend of food. Mm-hmm. It's your entire weekend of activities, entries into maybe the parks or like Six Flags or events. It's your transportation for the entire weekend. It includes so much. So you're not paying for the family. You're paying for your event.
Right.
And it also includes one big dinner, like on a Sunday, that everyone comes to. You dress up really nice. Mm-hmm. It includes so much. So you need that money to start. I mean, and it's also each, like many of you said, it rotates through the family. Mm-hmm. And that committee is responsible for raising funds. Committee. And if there are any funds left over, it rolls to the next committee in 2 years. And it goes from state to state, city to city.
I think it's worth it.
Yours is like a machine, what you have right there.
The dress-up dinner.
Structured. We have a lot of fun. Right.
Do they have organizations? Are there businesses that organize your family reunions for you? Like if, Maria, you didn't want to do it, you would call somebody and sort of outsource that to everybody?
Maybe,
you
but that's going to be money.
We've never done it because we've been doing it for many, many years and we have lots of experience. But there are companies that do that, that you can say, okay, where do you get your T-shirts from? We have T-shirts. That someone makes man T-shirts. We have T-shirts every year. Yeah. There's a lot of things. Who wants to be responsible for generating the design of the family tree? You know, different things. So there are structured.
And the thing is, like Marie's right, because it's an event. Because not only at the family reunion are you recognizing the family that you don't know, but the family that you, I mean, the family that you know, but the family that you never met before. So there's plenty cousins of an uncles and aunts of mine that I've never known. But as long as I see them in a hemp-filled orange T-shirt, that's my cousin. Hey, we walk up to him. Hey, man, what's up, cuz? Where I know you from? Just like that. That's all day long at the reunion.
This really is fascinating to me. Like, I feel like I'm looking at a display at the Smithsonian. You know, based on, like, what my family history is and how crappy it is, like, this would be unheard of.
If I sent my money in, Carl, and got a T-shirt, would people come up to me and go, hey, cousin?
You know what they would say?
Who'd you marry?
Exactly, right?
Do you have white folks in the family?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Actually, I have a white guy with blue eyes, blind hair, blue eyes. We swear he's not ours, but he's family.
He shows up at the pays his $10, so Carl lets him in.
He pays his money. That's
you
sure
it's just not some cash dude that's crashing your reunion, man? He has nothing to do with the family, but he got himself a T-shirt.
I think it's great.
Like, and good eating, too.
For $10, you get to eat all day. Your kids get to play with other kids. You get to go with a T-shirt.
Yeah,
sure. Hey, Leandra, good morning. You're on The Burt Show. What's going on?
How are you guys doing?
Good, thank you.
That's great. Usually, my husband's family, they go on cruises, they go to Myrtle Beach, things like that. Usually cost about, I guess, I think this last one, they wanted just $160 just for two of my children that they supplied for, because it's my husband's children from his previous relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And they decided about it at the last minute. So we didn't have money for myself and my husband and our children to go. But my two stepchildren, they went because they came for them. But usually they don't even tell us about it until it's like a week before time to go to a family reunion anyway.
$160
for two kids. $160, man.
Wow. But she was talking about them going on a cruise or going on something. Because a lot of times, I mean, with I don't know about Wendy, because Wendy's looking like, what?
This is just bizarre.
Yeah,
to me.
Right?
But our family's all over the country. So this is the only time, like once a year, that everybody gets to revisit or, like you said, introduce themselves to somebody new that's coming to the reunion. Like, you know, it was Katie Jo's first time to meet my family. So it was a chance for her to get to know everybody and everybody get to know her. So, I mean, it's, you know, like with us, we had to rent the space in order to have the banquet and everything. So, I mean, it does cost money to do that.
Here comes Danny. Danny, good morning. You are on The Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I was just wondering, it seems like I've always heard, you know how you guys have the segment on the whites ask the black questions and the blacks ask the white questions?
Ask a race, right?
Yeah. It seems to me like it's the black community that always has the reunion stuff together. Like, they always have this crap together when it comes to these reunions, and the white communities are the ones that always are planning at the last second or skipping rocks, like what you said.
Skipping rocks.
I'd say as a general rule, that's right. I mean, Melissa here is white, but she has family reunions.
That Kentucky family was pretty white.
But for the most part,
it was pretty white in a red state, yeah.
But if I'm in a park or I'm in the airport or whatever, for the most, when I see big groups of reunions in those T-shirts, it's predominantly black families.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the thing is, I've been to family reunions without, where you don't have the T-shirts and all that, but it's like, it's not the same feel. It's not the feel of an event. But when you have the T-shirts and everybody's coming in town, it's a lot going on, and that's just family. You feel, it's kind of overwhelming too sometimes.
T-shirts sound like they create like the energy.
Yeah, and another thing, the T-shirts also let you know who passed the previous year. So on the front of the T-shirts, we'll have Hemphill, Jones, Smith, whatever family reunion. On the back, RIP, Uncle Joe, Uncle blah, 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 auntie.
Yeah.
So just to pay homage and all that. So it tells a lot.
That's cool.
Huh. And how often do you do your reunion?
We try to do it every year. Sometimes
every year?
Yeah. It's a lot of planning, man. It's ill.
Hey, Mark, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. What's up?
Hey, I was just calling to say that my granddad was the head chef at the Citadel, and we go down to John Fallon every couple of years, and there's 100, maybe 110 people there, depending on how many grandkids have been had. And, you know, there's no fee. We just go to the farm and, you know, shoot fireworks off from there and hang out.
That's where Wendy's at right there.
That's the white family right there.
Right. We hang out. Again, we burn things, we melt things.
We take our shotguns and we shoot them in the air.
And now we get good and drunk, we shoot the fireworks at each other.
This is The Burt Show.